Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniadovich with you. This is Bet Sweats. Sam, how you feeling, man?
Anything happen yesterday?
Nothing. No. Were you on the phone at all? Anything going on? Oh. No? Phone not ringing off the hook? Welcome in to Bet Sweats. We'll be hanging out with you for the next few hours. Nate Collins will drop by, per usual, coming up in about 20 minutes. In the 10 o'clock hour, 10:20 Eastern time, we'll talk to our buddy Rick Camp. Love doing this every year. Check in with Rick throughout the NBA season, preseason, throughout the year. Just do check in. And then later on, of course, a playoff preview. Always wherever I'm at, always do content with Rick. He's all over the futures. I love that. Kind of lets people who've been focused on the NFL and college football. Okay, here are some awards things to look out for. Just to keep in mind, and even if you don't want to bet it, just keep a close eye on it when most people are not paying attention to the NBA. So looking forward to that conversation with Rick Camp coming up at 10:20. Our weekly foul territory guest, 11 a.m. Eastern. Power rankings today, five worst NFL teams. Five worst. There's a lot of bad in this league right now, and we're going to try to rank them. I don't know that there's much that separates all of them. Where do you want to start here? NBA, was that on the mind?
Yeah, because Buddy Hield knocked in five threes after this was discussed yesterday. Oh. We sort of showcased the room plays, the five room plays in each NBA game, and Paul's rifling through the Warriors-Lakers props, and it's Buddy Hield under 2.5, juiced under. And we said, that's the one right there. That's the one. That's the one that's so random and that actually doesn't sound like a good bet to begin with. Then you compound the bad bet with the bad juice on the bet, and Jake comes in and goes, ladders? Question mark. The number was 2.5. Buddy Hield knocked in five threes last night for Golden State.
Damn. So Hield hit. I remember Dort being up there for the Thunder game, right? He was in the I don't know if he was number one, but he was up there, and he went 0 for 8.
He took a million threes. He took a million.
But the volume was there, right? So I don't – right size, wrong – I don't know. Process-wise, I not sure. Took a million. Just couldn't make any of them.
Yeah. NBA was interesting. I did watch last night double overtime between the Rockets and the Thunder. Thunder team, I think a lot of people are just expecting to breeze to 65, 70 wins. And I don't know. When everybody's taking their best shot at you the following season, it's different. Last year, I think everybody knew they were good and were probably, you know, the team to beat in the postseason. But when you win that first title, it is different the second year around. Now, Houston's one of the best contenders in the West. I'm not saying Oklahoma City's going to lose to these bad teams, but it is different when you're wearing the crown. So that'll be one game that we kind of set aside. Okay, the Thunder have won a game. They're 1-0, but they're 0-1 ATS, and that'll be something that you definitely want to follow all season because you're going to pay the tax, the championship tax, the Shea tax every night on props, the Chet Holmgren tax, all that stuff. You're going to pay the premium this year on OKC. And they were, you know, a 7-point favorite when we got off the air. They win the game by one in double overtime. And then how about Curry last night? He took a three as the shot clock was winding down from about 32 feet deep right wing. And then Noah Eagle, who, you know, we could talk about Noah Eagle maybe a different day. There's an alien in Los Angeles. I'm like, dude, chill out, man.
Wait, hold on. You don't like Noah Eagle?
I like Noah Eagle, but he's just like in the big moments. There's an alien loose in Los Angeles. Really? That's the call?
He does a good job on Saturday Night College Football. That's where I see him for the most part. But yeah. I didn't see that call. The alien. You know how it goes. Like, people are looking for their thing. They're hoping to stumble into their thing, their catchphrase. And if they find it, they think it's going to be a big deal.
Calling a basketball player an alien to me is not a good call. I don't know.
It didn't work. He threw it against the wall. It didn't work, Sam. He's going to go back to the well. He's going in the lab all week. He's going to try to come up with his next catchphrase to impress Sam Panionovich.
He does not care. He makes a lot more money than I do, and he's very good at his job. I just thought of all the lines that you could have dropped after that three. There's an alien loose in Los Angeles.
That is a little ridiculous.
Yeah. We need to play that audio. At some point in the show, we need Jake to find that audio. I want you to hear it live, and you let me know what you think.
Okay, I do need to hear that. How old is he, by the way? I mean, he looks 7. He looks like your guy over at ESPN. What's his face? Solak. Yeah, he looks like Ben Solak.
Joining us live from the second grade classroom, it's Ben Solak.
We're just going to trash everyone, basically.
Everybody.
He's 28? Good God, man.
Got a great job. You got a great job. I wonder how he got that job.
Oh, stop it. No, see, people do this with Joe Buck, too.
No, he's like,
Joe
good.
Buck
he's
is
good.
Great at his job. They get to, it gets you to a point. It gets you in the door. But to truly climb the ladder at that level, you've got to be terrific. Like, you know, around here, especially Chicago, and I know it happens everywhere. People think Joe Buck hates their team, and that's how it's always been. It is bad at Chicago because he came up as a Cardinals guy, right? So all the Cubs fans are jealous. Oh, he hates the Cubs. He hates everything he says, right? I think Buck's awesome. Like, when you hear Buck's voice, you know it's a big game. And yes, Noah has his dad, Ian, who's terrific as well. Noah's not at that level. It got him in. It's gotten him gigs. But, you know, to do what he's doing now, he's good. They're looking at him as being a guy that's going to be one of the dudes for the next 30 to 40 years. So if I were a network, I would want to scoop him up too. And he sounds just like his dad anyways. Sounds like you got his dad anyways.
He definitely has job security. That's for sure. No doubt. He's good. He was awesome in the Olympics when he was calling the USA games with D Wade. Ironically enough, when Curry hit 8 threes against France. Very good. I still want you to hear the aliens call and then we can move on.
I need to hear it. I need to hear it. We will hear it. So I didn't watch a second of the NBA last night, and that's okay because I know there are a lot of people that did not. But like, I did go back this morning. I watched all the highlights. I watched some of the stuff that aired in the pregame, and I wanted to. I went out of my way to do it. I do think there are some other NBA fans or fringe NBA fans, I would say my age, that probably – watched it or went back and saw some of it just because of the nostalgia factor and how strong it is. So you're younger than me, but how old were you 90s prime Jordan years?
When Jordan won his sixth title, I was 9. I was born in 89.
So like sports then around that time and years after that, it's like everything to you. Especially if we choose to go into this business, it's everything. So we grew up in Chicago. Jordan's it. Jordan's everything. We didn't miss a thing. The NBA, NBC, everything that they had. So like last night, and you know, I would randomly run into it. And if I would hear it, I would not stop Round Ball Rock. You know, you see Tesh If you've ever seen it on YouTube, the performance that the live performance that he's had there, you think back like all those NBA shows, waking up Saturday morning and knowing that there would be a big NBA game. Nostalgia's powerful, man. And like, it had me thinking about in the last few years, there's been so much stuff related to the 90s that's come out, like documentaries and stuff. Man, does it draw you in? And then during COVID, when there was no new content of anything, any kind of show, any kind of entertainment, like, what did we get? We got Jordan's doc, and it was must-watch TV on a more recent basis. And it brings everything rushing back. And when you hear Round Ball Rock, it brings Bird and Jordan and Magic, like all of those memories come rushing back. And it was just such a different time. And we understand why it's not the same. Just, they were talking about it last night too, just the rivalries and why we growing up in that time think that was the best era for basketball. But I think anybody would say that when they were a kid, that was the best era for basketball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They did do a splicing of current NBA stars to the 90s theme. So they come out, they do the laser, the NBC
laser. I saw
that.
That was cool.
And then they play the music, and then they ask current players what 90s basketball meant to them. And SGA's like, I got nothing. I don't even know when he was born. I'm going to guess SGA was born in 1998. Without even looking this up. Okay.
Did you see Wemby's reaction?
1998. No, I did not. What did Wemby
say? He's like, are you serious? It's like, what? Are you serious?
Yeah. These kids don't know. How are they supposed to know? He was born in 1998.
Yeah. Yeah. LeBron had something, though. I don't know if he was being honest with it all, but, you know, he's been around so long. Of course. Of course. But, yeah, like, just certain memories. Oh, what a spectacular move. It is like, you know, like, oh man, Marv Albert back in the day was the best. The Czar of a telestrator, Mike Fratello. And just everything was larger than life. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just because we're adults now and we're in the business. It doesn't feel that way. But of course, you know, we were kids back then. It does feel pretty cool, even though the reality is it on NBC a lot? No. The games will be on Peacock for the most part. We're not going to see it. I was surprised that they decided to take the NBC lineup and push it to the side last night to air those two NBA games. But it is cool because, you know, for us, it's when NBA was its best, was its biggest. A lot of people would agree with that, even if they weren't kids in the 90s. But it was pretty cool. So did you watch the sit down with Jordan that he did with Mike Tirico?
Yeah, the 2 minute, 30 second clip that they're going to splice and they're going to basically share throughout the season, I guess. Okay.
So that's what that is? They're going to do 3 minutes every week?
I think they just want to give you a little taste, just a little taste every chance they get. And then it will all come together over, I don't know if it's the whole season. I can't imagine they break that interview with Tirico down and share it throughout the season, but they definitely, they didn't want to give you the whole thing yesterday. You got 2.5, 245. It was fine. Jordan at 60 plus, Jordan's like, I wish I could throw my shorts out and get out there. Like, he still wants to play. So yeah, I mean, I've got a soft spot for Jordan. And one more thing on your point on the NBA on NBC, I could still to this day hear Marv Albert in the back of my mind. The Bulls, the Knicks, next on NBC. Like, I can still hear it. Yeah, it's just, it'll always resonate. That music, that sound, mm-hmm. that feel, it will always resonate.
Bro, put John Starks on TV, I'm going to be pissed. You know what I mean? Like, we hated those teams. Hated them. Especially those Knicks. And the Pacers, too. Like, Reggie is a more likable figure now because he's an excellent broadcaster. At least I think so. And, you know, a high-end former player. And I think he's pretty good at it. But, like, back in the day, oh, you hated Reggie. Hated all of them. I didn't mind Detlef Schrempf. You know, Rick Smits was fine. But Reggie, you know, a couple of, the rest of the Pacers was actually good. It was just Reggie that was the guy that was annoying. And you understand why. You know, he gave him the choke sign to people, and, you know, he played into that. I think that's something that a lot of fans that grew up in the 90s, 2000s, that we wanted LeBron to lean into. And he just didn't want to be the villain. He didn't want to be the bad guy. Like, I think most people wanted him to have a little Oakley in him, a little Reggie Miller, Starks. But no, he likes to be liked by everyone. He's going to say in front of a microphone what he thinks other people are going to want to hear.
Yeah. When you want to be liked by everybody, though, you're not. Mm-mm. You can't create that. You could only hope to. He's definitely not liked by everybody. We're going to talk
to you,
especially me. Well, I've got many LeBron stories. This is not a sports show. It's a sports betting show. So, I wanted to bring this up before we take a time out here. Did you see what the Ravens did yesterday in the locker room? They have taken away all the toys. So now that the Bears are rolling in, and it's do or die for the Ravens, according to Front Office Sports, after falling to 1-5 off the bye, the Ravens have removed the players' ping pong table, video games, basketball hoop, cornhole boards. All of that is out of the locker room. So now they're focused on football and football only.
I think that's worth a point to the spread. They are going to kick the Bears' ass.
You think?
Yes. 6.5. It's still 6.5. I see a 7 popping. That's where we've been, even when the look ahead with the Ravens not playing last week. I truly believe it, though. I expect them to cover the point spread. Do you?
I do. It's a big number, but I feel like don't it's care. That big for a reason.
I kind of don't. It's not a Bears thing either. It probably doesn't matter the opponent all that much. As long as it's not an upper echelon team, this is the all in game. Your season is here, right in front of you. Nate Collins next. Joe O. Sammy P. Betswitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.